Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in the field of space technology with the launch of the world's first satellite combining synthetic aperture radar and multispectral imaging in a single platform. First, let's talk about the Galaxy mission Drishti, which was launched on 3 May via SpaceX Falcon 9. What makes this significant is that it's the world's first OptoSAR satellite, weighing around 190 kilograms and orbiting at approximately 500 kilometers. It can image through clouds and darkness at a resolution of 1.2 to 1.8 meters with an onboard AI processor for real-time analysis. Founded by IIT Madras alumni and built entirely in India, Galaxy plans to launch a constellation of 8 to 12 satellites by 2029. Building on this, let's look at another development in the field of defense technology. The long-range anti-ship missile, or LRASHAM, has successfully completed its phase 2 trial, striking its target at a range of 1,500 kilometers at speeds exceeding Mach 5. The DRDO chairman, Samir V. Kamath, noted that the glide missile program is more advanced than the cruise variant. This missile bridges the gap between BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles and longer-range strategic platforms. Now, let's turn to the topic of security and defense. The Indian Navy has taken delivery of INS Mahendragiri, the 6th Project 17 a stealth frigate, from Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited. This is the 4th ship to be delivered by MDL, completing its quota of P-17A ships. All 7 P-17A ships are now either delivered or on sea trials, with the project split between MDL and GRSE. Crucially, the Indian Army is also engaged in a military exercise with Cambodia, known as Exercise Sinbaxtu 2026. A 120-strong contingent from the Maratha Light Infantry has departed for Cambodia, where they will focus on counter-terrorism in sub-conventional and semi-urban environments, including drone operations, mortar, and sniper tactics. Moving on to the topic of polity and governance, Sikkim has become India's first fully paperless judiciary. The Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, declared this at the National Conclave on Technology and Judicial Education in Gangtok. The systems deployed include e-filing, digital case management, video conferencing, e-seva kendras, and electronic summons via the NSTEP platform. This milestone coincides with Sikkim's 50th statehood year. And here is something that surprises many students. The Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2026, introducing EOCI cards, fully online OCI application processes, and a central digital database. Dual passports are prohibited for minor children under the new rules. Now, let us turn to the topic of international relations. The USTR Special 301 report has retained India on the priority watch list, alongside countries like China, Chile, Indonesia, Russia, and Venezuela. The report cites inadequate IP protection in pharmaceuticals, copyright enforcement, and trade secrets. Vietnam has been designated as a priority foreign country, potentially triggering a Section 301 investigation. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the Santa Marta Climate Conference. Over 50 countries, accounting for around 50% of global GDP, met in Santa Marta, Colombia, to develop fossil fuel phase-out roadmaps outside the UNFCCC framework. Major absentees included the USA, China, and India. France pledged to phase out coal by 2030, oil by 2045, and gas by 2050. Moving on to the topic of economy and development, the Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched PMGSY Phase 4 in Odisha. This includes 827 road projects covering 1,701.84 kilometers at a cost of 1,698 crore rupees providing all-weather connectivity to 898 habitations across 8 districts. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Ministry of Mines has approved 58 companies under the incentive scheme for promotion of critical mineral recycling, with an outlay of 1,500 crore rupees and a pledged investment of 5,000 crore rupees. The target capacity is 850 KTPA, with a focus on lithium-ion batteries, e-waste, and secondary aluminium. The Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has launched India's first barrierless tolling system at Choraisi Toll Plaza, NH48, using ANPR cameras and FASTag RFID for contactless, no-stop toll deduction. India Post Payments Bank has launched a zero-balance, zero-charges savings account for women-led self-help groups, with a maximum limit of 2 lakh rupees and an interest rate of 2 to 2.25%. Now, let us turn to the topic of environment. The EU's carbon border adjustment mechanism has entered its full compliance phase, covering 6 sectors: cement, iron and steel, aluminium, fertilizers, electricity, and hydrogen. India is exploring an India border adjustment mechanism as a countermeasure, with its domestic carbon market now covering 490 entities. The Coastal Atmospheric Research Testbed Observatory has been inaugurated at Andhra University, Visakhapatnam, under Mission Mausam, at a cost of 180 crore rupees. This is India's first such facility on the East Coast, operated by IITM, and will enhance cyclone prediction. Moving on to the topic of social issues, the Supreme Court has allowed a 15-year-old rape survivor to terminate a 30-week pregnancy and directed Parliament to amend the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act to extend limits for rape survivors. The ruling affirms reproductive autonomy as a fundamental right under Article 21. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation has released the Women and Men in India 2025 report, which shows that the sex ratio has improved from 904 in 2017 to 19 to 917 in 2021-23. The female gross enrollment ratio in higher education is 30.2%, higher than the male gate of 28.9%. The rural female labor force participation rate has risen from 37.5% to 45.9% between 2022 and 2025. Now, let us turn to the topic of geography. Tamil Nadu has overtaken Gujarat to become India's top marine fish producer, with a total production of 6.85 lakh tons in 2025. The national total is 35.7 lakh tons, with a retail value of 97,702 crore rupees. The top species is the Indian mackerel, with a production of 0.27 million tons. Finally, let's look at some notable achievements. Ishank Singh, a 7-year-old from Ranchi, Jharkhand, has become the youngest and fastest person to swim the Polk Strait, completing the 29 kilometers distance in 9 hours and 50 minutes. The development of the Galaxy mission Drishti and the successful testing of the Elarasham hypersonic missile demonstrate India's growing capabilities in space technology and defense. These advancements have significant implications for India's strategic position and its ability to address various challenges in the coming years.